feeling that you can't decide what's right.
Hey, it's got a history that's here to stay. It's got enough on you to slap your face while you are down. It's hanging around.
I'm Alexandra, and we've started program Emakumen Mundua with a song Love of Elin Roof and Lars Eriksson from Sweden. Tonight we will speak about gender issue in the film industry. According to the article of Hannah Ellis Peterson from the British newspaper The Guardian, cinema studies say that there is a male domination in the movie industry. Men form a majority of the production team, meanwhile women work in traditional feminine departments such as casting, costume or wardrobe departments. Besides, still there are just a few women directors, producers or editors. Therefore, Women's Network of Film Industry work for a change of gender inequality. One of them is Doris Network from Sweden. Tonight our guest is Annika Hallström, vice-president of Doris Network, as well as producer of films like May I Have the Last Dance, The Karaoke King, Four More Years, or The Last Underdog or Flocking. Annika Hallström, hello.
Hello, hi. Very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you too. As we know, gender equality in movie industry is generally ignored problem. What is the situation nowadays in Swedish film industry?
Well, in the Swedish film industry, we had an extraordinary development on this issue. The network was formed in 1999, and in 2003 we initiated the Doris Manifesto. There has been a lot of theoretical studies on the issue, but since film, you rarely see a lot of films at the same time that are done out of the same premise. Mm-hmm. And that's why we wanted to create a manifesto that will, for a limited amount of time, have only women. The manifesto is the scripts should have a leading female character.
Mm-hmm.
All leading positions should be held by women. All scripts should be written by women. And all original music should be composed by women. And we wanted to do 9 films over a period of 3 years, short films. And this was simply just to get the practical, to get the visual result to look at. Because whenever the issue was brought up, everyone was saying, no, we're not getting, the women are not submitting enough projects. It's not a gender issue, it's about quality, or it's not commercial enough. There's always an excuse for why women are not getting the financing for their films. So that's why we wanted to have a visual material to look at. That was quite interesting, actually, because the one result that we didn't know about at all was that the actual process of the production, where we were asking for women in the different as a DOP and gaffer and sound, and you know, then it that also had a strong effect, because then, you know, you're requesting something that it's maybe not there as much, you know, and then it becomes a much larger effect than just mm-hmm. the films itself.
As you said, Doris Network was established in 1999. So yeah. Doris has already 16 years.
Yes.
What was the situation of Swedish film industry in that moment? What was the reason that pushed you to establish this association?
Yeah, the reason was really because as women are participating in society a lot more. I mean, we're working and we're just out, being a part in society like 50%. And women has been so for, I think, at least almost at that time for 50 years, more or less. Mm-hmm. And but the representation in the films and the fiction didn't look like that at all. I mean, the female character was always supporting the male leading character in one way, or if it, you know, playing the mother or the whore or something like that, and often also getting abused. And, you know, this affects us very strongly. And for me personally, it was that I had a daughter in 1993. And this time I was script supervising and director assistant. I saw what stories she was growing up with. And I just said to myself, like, nothing is going to change if this is the images that they will see. So, and we were some women film workers in Gothenburg who decided to meet once a month in order to explore and analyze why the stories look like this and if there's anything to do about it.
Has till nowadays the association developed with its idea, as you said, about Doris Manifesto?
Yes, it did. I mean, we started as a network who supported each other strongly, and just being a group who this was actually very important to have this space where you could raise the issue. And we did decide one thing, and I want to say this because we only had one role, mm-hmm. and that rule was that we were not allowed to whine, to complain. And that's actually quite important, because otherwise you might end up going to a meeting where everybody will sit and complain, and it has to be more constructive. You know, you have to like come up with ideas instead of sitting and complaining. And the Doris Manifesto later, yes, it developed. In a lot of different ways. It affected the Swedish Film Institute strongly, who also put a focus on the issue. And we developed together with the films. We made tutorials for the teachers, mm-hmm. in order for them to bring up the issues in class and talk about how film is portrayed. Yeah. And we also give international lectures. We've been almost all over the world in having collaborations. And now these days we're actually developing a computer game, also out of the with the Doris Manifesto as the incitement for changing the computer world.
And what is your aim in this project of computer games?
I mean, we didn't know this when we created the manifesto for the film industry, but it is as you have a result to look at, it gets it becomes a manifestation in itself that this is only made by women, and we hope to maybe bring the same focus to the computer industry. Mm-hmm. You know, what it's like to work with it's only women in the leading positions. And so we're developing this computer game in collaboration with the university, mm-hmm. A bit north of Gothenburg, and where students, computer design students, are attending a three-year class, and they have already spoke about how they talk about the characters in a different way when it's developed within Duris, if they compare to if they work with another computer game, you know, it's mm-hmm. You don't talk so much about the character or what they're doing and how they're behaving.
You mentioned about Duris in School project, that it's educational project.
Yes.
In which you prepared pedagogues to teach about gender equality and gender in film production. How has it been received by teachers and students?
Yeah, we haven't met students directly that much. What we mm-hmm. choose to do, we choose to have workshops with pedagogues in order to hopefully inspire them. Because the history, it's written by men, and we all live and we all participate in a patriarchal system. That means that, you know, the history, every resource that you are going to look for, mm-hmm. they will mainly bring up men, you know. So in order to since it's both men and women, or boys and girls going to school, and they're all, some will be scientists and some will sit in a store somewhere, but they should all have the same possibilities, and then they need, you know, both women and men as role models. So this is what we wanted to inspire the teachers to actually go and look for. Also female role models. And the tutorials were made in a way that the films brought out this issue strongly.
And are you satisfied with the results of this project?
Oh, yes, very. I, you know, if you compare, I mean, I could never in all my life believe that the change that's been happening in Sweden, that would happen. Now I have to say it's not only Duris that's been creating mm-hmm. the change. It's been, you know, we've been working on different levels. It's, I think it was, I don't know, maybe it was right in time in Sweden, because I, just about the same time or just a year later, they brought up the issue in within theater, and they went strongly to look for plays that were written by women. So mm-hmm. it just came up on the agenda on a lot of different levels in Sweden. In Sweden, in 1999, it was male director was 93%. And female director 5.3, and today it's almost 50%.
So there is a change.
Yes, but also the Swedish Film Institute has worked very strongly for this. That in order, if you will have finance, if you will produce a project, and you will have a financing. You know, it's the Swedish Film Institute has been asking for female directors and female scriptwriters and. So forth. So the producers, in order to get any money, they had to go and look for female directors and scriptwriters.
Right. And as I understood, one goal or aim of Duris Manifesto is organizing manuscript competition.
Yes, we had that the first 3 years. The first year, we had the script competition. We put the deadline 2.5 months later, and in this 2.5 months, we received 411 scripts. That was an enormous amount of script. And then we had the script competition was anonymous, and that was a very good thing, because we're all part of the industry, and it's very easy to be biased, you know, if you know somebody or if you're familiar with the story somehow. So it was anonymous, and we had two professionals, like actors or director or scriptwriter from outside Duris, mm-hmm. and we also have two from the Duris board who was reading all the scripts, and they presented, then they chose 10 scripts that they thought were the strongest and presented them for the board, and the board then chose 3 scripts each year out of these 10.
And the result of this competition is then production of these films, like a short films, or the short films is another project?
No. The result of the script competition is the short films. Yeah, but each short film is financed in the same way as any short film is financed. You know, you have to get something from the Swedish television, a broadcaster, or from a regional funding, or from some art funding, and from the Swedish Film Institute. So the financing process, after the script has been chosen, the financing process is exactly the same as for any short film.
As I read, the point of these short films is not only to show how deep gender inequality exists in film and industry, isn't it? What do you want filmmakers to achieve by this project?
The stories in the short film, it doesn't have that specific focus on showing the gender inequality. What we wanted to show with the films was that they will be high quality enough, mm-hmm. you know, that because this was often the argument, you know, if there was projects submitted by women that they wouldn't be good enough. You know, and then we have just looked through to try to find a wide range enough within the theme, and then what we thought, and which was also the result, was that we would see other stories. You know, mm-hmm. not stories that are have another concern than what we normally see, and that was also the result.
Yeah.
That it is other stories. It's other stories that maybe more about. I mean, there's still it's action and it's whatever. But in some way, I think maybe more female oriented, like dealing with softer issues. But they are still exciting or hunting or. You know, well, I mean, there's a lot of humor in the film. This year, I have 2 features that are out in festivals, and one is called Underdog, and the other one is called Flocking. So these are much more updated.
Underdog won few prizes in different film festivals, right?
Yes, won 9 prizes in 8 festivals. Yes, and Flocking actually won the Crystal Beer in Berlinale.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I don't know. I mean, this is like one example. The two films were in competition in Berlinale, and they were both directed by women and written by women, and won.
And can you say in which other film festivals you present your films?
Yes, this day now, I mean, it was 2005 that we produced the first tourist film, and now today, 10 years later, 5 of the 8 short films will be screened at the Seoul International Film Festival in Korea, now 27th mm-hmm. or 28th of May. And then the film's been in Tel Aviv, Sao Paulo, Brazil, America, Spain, Italy, Turkey, Russia. We've been in Russia a couple of times. And, we've been all together over 50 festivals. India we've been in, and Rwanda, a lot of places.
And did the participation in film festivals bring you any cooperation work or international project?
Yes, I mean, we've been having a collaboration with Russia in Kaliningrad, and St. Petersburg, and that is more about, it has more to do about democratic issues, that a 50% representation of both men and women has to do with the a democratic society, and then art and film has been one way of talking about this. And we also had, which was actually a goal from the beginning, the Doris Manifesto has just last year been adopted. So this year we can widely say on the radio, we're looking for countries to adopt the Doris Manifesto, to have a group that will produce to go through with the Doris Manifesto in their country, so that we can gain from each other. Now, since both Iceland and Poland has initiated the Doris Manifesto, it would be great if anyone in Basquian or France, Spain, will initiate and organize a Doris Manifesto there. So Iceland adopted the Doris Manifesto 2014, and they already launched their first script competition and produced their first short film this March. And Poland will launch their Doris Manifesto and launch their script competition now the 12th of June. And this we think is very good, because then we can all network together and you know, learn from what problems and how to be more effective and to just be stronger together.
Great. I'm happy because of Poland, because I'm from Poland, so it's
that's
good to
great
hear.
Yeah, we were just there now on Docs Against Gravity International Film Festival in Warsaw, and we will be back there now the 12th of June.
Great, I'm happy.
Yes.
Your work is very fruitful, it's very inspiring also for others. What's interesting for us is that you work together with one of Swedish radio. Can you tell how did this work look like?
Yeah, it was the Swedish radio. You know, we have, they have a section which is like radio plays, you know. Yes, that they make for radio, and they thought the manifesto was a good creative way of asking for other scripts. So they also launched a Radio Doris Manifesto competition. So they produced five radio plays that were written and produced out of the manifesto's four assignments, or what you should say, the 4 points. It's that all scripts should be written by women, all scripts should have a leading female characters, and everyone in the leading position, like sound engineer and so, you know, director, producer has to be a woman, and original music has to be a woman. So they were just, and then they were broadcasted in the radio.
And the last question, how do you see the future of gender issue in the film industry?
Well, I mean, nowadays it's, I think there's a lot of focus on it. It's really obvious how, even if I think a lot of men consider themselves being equal, but they don't really understand what it means. In Sweden, we talk a lot about you got to look on the world through gender eyeglasses, you know, you have to. And that takes quite some work. I think the high heel issue in Cannes kind of puts a focus on that. But I think it's moving. It's moving forward, and it's been also, like I've seen in America, that a lot of films with a female leading characters or other issue have also been blockbusters. So, you know, they're making money. I mean, it's so it will slowly change, but it's important to constantly talk about it and to bring up the issue and to demand that when it's financial system that are set up by tax system, you know, by a country's tax system, then I think it's just in the right position to demand that it should be 50-50% of how it's divided, right, since the population is 50-50%. I just want to say that these days there is a lot of female directors getting acknowledgement and winning prizes in internationally and in Sweden. And this is simply, I mean, there is some journalists coming here and asking how come that you have so many women winning or directing. And that's, it's simply out of that, you know, that they get to do, make films, they get to practice. Right. It's very simple. Another good thing to do is, you know, the Swedish Film Institute as they say, to count head, is that you bring statistics into, you know, so that you have numbers, so you don't sit and it's not somebody's personal opinion. It's very good to just to start counting, you know. How many male directors, how many female, how many male leading characters, how many females. And then you just see the numbers and you follow, you do that year after year, you know, then you can really make a change.
Right. With these words, we will finish the interview. Thank you, Annika, for sharing your experience with us.
Okay.
Our guest was Annika Hellström from Swedish Doris Association. We spoke about gender issue in film industry. Thank you for your attention, and we will say goodbye with a song, Game of Gain, of Edda Magnusson, Swedish young singer who has unique music style. Edda Magnusson and Game of Gain. Goodbye.
I jumped upon a train called Game of Game. Then nothing has been the same, the Game of Game. I have to work harder. I have to work harder. Now I have to work harder. Now I have to work harder.